6 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, weekend edition. They call me the Taco Man, Pedro Fernandez. Call me what you want. Johnny Taco, of course, that was my alter ego back in the day of stand-up comedy. But tonight, we're not talking any jokes, folks. We're talking about sports. And, of course, the world of sports is hot right now. The NBA's got going. The NFL playoffs are amongst us, of course. Oregon, this blows me away. Oregon suspending guys for marijuana. I don't know. Why are we suspending people for marijuana? Got to talk about that. Of course, John Jones, the USC heavyweight champion, light heavyweight champion, tested positive for cocaine. So we'll talk combat sports with Zach Attack Young. We'll talk the NFL. We'll talk, of course, the history of the Heisman Trophy. We'll talk about the history of the Heisman Trophy. Of course, the college football championship coming up on Monday. The five biggest turds in combat sports. Dominic Jimenez, what's on your plate?
As always, Pedro, we're going to take a look at the NBA, and mainly I want to talk about Steph Curry's ascension. He's not a star anymore. He's a superstar. Superstardom.
Why? Because he's got an ESPN dish made named after him or something, or what?
To be fair, you know you've made it when you're featured in a SportsCenter commercial.
Okay. You know you've made it when you're on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
That's a good point. You're here. Also a good point.
Good point. And you're also going to talk about the sports writers, the baseball writers of America.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame vote was earlier this week. I have no problem whatsoever with the four guys that got in, Randy Johnson, John Smoltz, Craig Biggio, and Pedro Martinez. Absolutely no problem. My issue is with all the other guys that did not get in.
Zach Attack Young, any big surprises in the NFL playoffs today in your mind?
No, not today. I mean, I expected the Patriots to win. I expected the Seahawks to win. It was a pretty routine day.
Okay, good enough. Combat sports goes John Jones, not suspended, not in any trouble. We'll talk about how the Nevada State Athletic Commission threw him under the bus, humiliated him, embarrassed him for what? For no reason whatsoever. It wasn't a banned substance. What? Cocaine's not banned? We're talking about that and more tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, live all around the world on iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I can go on and on. The bottom line is there's a plethora of internet platforms out there that carry the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check the clocks, 8.5 minutes past the hour.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased. The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped. You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
That's right. There's a difference in the water you drink. Check them out. AlchemyWater.com. A-L-K-A-M-E. AlchemyWater.com. There is a difference in the water you drink. Believe me, I know. I drink Alchemy Water. Of course, this is the Combat Sports Update. Straight up in the world of boxing tonight, the unbeaten, of course, unbeaten 122-pounder. I'm talking about Mr. Jesse Magdaleno, still 20-0. Had him on the show a few years ago, 20-0, 15 KOs. An 8-round winner on Uni Mas. Uni Mas is one of these fly-by-night television networks. Bottom line is they do a lot of stuff on the internet, but it was at the Texas station in Las Vegas, Nevada. He beat Eric Ruiz. He came in at 13-1, left the ring at 13-2. Of course, we're talking about the UFC, UFC 182. It is in the... it's in the books, I mean, as far as history is concerned. And Zach Attack Young, I really got to give John Jones some props for his performance. But now we got all these issues regarding not only the cocaine, but now testosterone issues as well?
Yeah, he's had like extremely low testosterone levels, which is usually a sign not of being on PEDs at the time, but of PEDs... somebody cycling off PEDs incorrectly. And we don't want to make these assumptions without really knowing all the facts. But I mean, it definitely doesn't look good when an athlete who normally would have like a 5-to-1 ratio of testosterone has a 0.29-to-1 ratio. That something about that looks a little fishy.
Well, you know, I mean, Chael Sonnen, I can go on and on. You know what I'm talking about? Guys like Chris Benoit, these are guys all in the past that have done a lot of steroids. And because of this, Vitor Belfort, their body is not producing the sufficient amount of testosterone allegedly to compete. But then again, Ronda Rousey doesn't need testosterone. So, you know, I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is John Jones, still a light heavyweight champion, thrown under the bus to an extent by the Nevada State Athletic Commission when they released a drug test from December the 4th, a month before he fought Daniel Cormier. And yes, he looked good in beating Daniel Cormier last Saturday night in the main event. Cormier coming in undefeated. But, you know, when you look at the after picture now, the cocaine, the testosterone level, and anybody testing 0.29 testosterone, I'm telling you, that to me is a cheat. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I've looked at this stuff for a long, long time, and I was into these T levels long before Balco. Okay, Zach? And I'm telling you, he was cheating.
Well, you know, one Jones' main strength, especially in like his last three or four fights, has been the fact that he can go into the fifth round and still have energy when these other guys are tired, which is honestly probably one of the biggest benefits to taking some PEDs. So it definitely looks fishy at this point, Pedro.
Well, blood and, dope. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, blood doping. You know, we don't know exactly what's going on, and there's all kinds of undetectable things being invented every day, and we just don't know at this point, but we got a lot to speculate about.
I remember that former champion Shane Mosley was asked Victor Conti for this stuff, and it was essentially the same thing as taking the blood out of you and putting it in a freezer and freezing it. It increased the red blood cell count tremendously. In other words, a guy usually recovers in about 45 to 50 seconds when sitting on a stool after a round of combat, at least a 3-minute round of combat. That was my cardio recovery. But if you took this, if you did some blood doping like Salvador Sanchez, a great Mexican champion who passed away in 1981 or 1982, you're able to recover in like 30 seconds. When Manny Pacquiao was suspected of being on the stuff, Zach, he was recovering in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, he never seemed to run out of energy during his reign from about 2008 to 2010. Around that time is when he really looked kind of undefeatable, and I think that it definitely does seem that there was some type of foul play during that time.
Okay, in hour number two, we're going to go into the world of combat sports in depth here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. This has been your sports update. Of course, combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water, folks. And I mean it. There is a difference in the water you drink. Go to alchemywater.com and find out why. A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Alchemy Water, a proud sponsor of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shifting gears, we go to the world of the NBA, National Basketball Association. Straight up, the Warriors still the hottest team in the league. No question about that, huh?
Yeah, there's not really much of a question. Although the Detroit Pistons have won 8 of their last 9 after cutting arguably one of their best players. Straight up released him. They said, basically, take the $20 million left on your contract and hike it. We'll do without you. And they've won 8 out of 9 since then.
Could the Lakers do the same thing if they told Kobe to take the money and run?
One, they wouldn't do that. I think that's the issue number one. Two, I don't think they could. I don't think the team's just good enough without Kobe. At least the Pistons have pieces that are good. Lakers, no.
Zach, what do they say in L.A. about Kobe? What are they saying in the papers down there? I mean, what do people say in the sports bars? Are they pro-Kobe or are they anti-Kobe?
I think people are pro-Kobe because, honestly, he's the only reason that most people tune in to watch the games. I mean, the casual fans, except for maybe like Nick Young, I think draws some fans. But Kobe's still the star of the Lakers, and he still has some amazing games. You know, he's had a few triple-doubles this season where he'll have like 30 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. But, I mean, he's just shooting too much, and it's mostly because he really doesn't have anyone to pass to, but he's still leading the team in assists. But I don't know. I mean, at this point, I think they have been stepping in and giving Kobe rest and not playing him every game. So I think it's slowly turning around, but it's a painful process.
Donald, before you go on, what's up with the Clippers?
Yeah, I don't exactly know. The Clippers are lower. If the playoffs were to start today, they'd make the playoffs, but they're lower.
Anybody makes the playoffs today.
Not in the Western Conference. But, you know, the Clippers, I'm not sure. It's a chemistry thing. They're lacking a true athleticism and scoring at the three, though. That's a big issue there.
Okay, back to the NBA notebook. Go.
All right, we talked about Steph Curry. Got a new SportsCenter commercial. Steph Curry has gone from star player, you know, very good guy, marketable. And I think he's a superstar now. Not only is he officially in a SportsCenter commercial, I urge you all to watch it. Check out our Sports Byline Facebook page or our Twitter page at Sports Byline USA. The video is there. It's a funny one. It's one of their better ones that they've come out with lately. And now Under Armour, his shoe contract, he's got his own shoe. Come on, Pedro. If you've got your own shoe and you have a SportsCenter commercial, you've made it, right?
I guess to an extent. Has he been on the box of Wheaties box yet?
No, not yet.
When he gets there, son, I think that's when you've really made it.
All right, fair enough. And, you know, he's averaging 23 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists for a team that is 29-5. He's closing the gap on LeBron James as the highest vote getter for the All-Star game right now. I don't think there's there's more popular players, but I think Steph Curry is getting to the peak of that mountain right now in the NBA.
Zach Attack Young, as far as the LA Clippers are concerned, that crazy owner, has he been in the news? We haven't seen him much as far as the internet's concerned.
No, we haven't. It's funny you mentioned that. I was just watching a bunch of videos of his dances, and he's a better owner than a dancer, I'll say that much. But you got to appreciate the guy's energy, because at least he's passionate about his franchise. But at some point, I mean, I think somebody should step in and tell him not to scream so much.
I personally think he was just an old senile kook. I don't think he was really as racist as people try to portray him. I don't think he was like a plantation owner or something like that where he's whipping slaves into place. I just thought he was an old senile guy. What about you, Don?
I think he was an old senile guy with racist tendencies. You know, deep down on the inside of Donald Sterling, there was that resentment, because he had an issue with his girlfriend, who was of color, hanging out with Magic Johnson. I don't care who you are. I don't know how you can racially insult Magic Johnson, of all people. It's not like she was hanging out in a bad part of town with some less than savory characters. She was sitting courtside with Magic Johnson.
Little Magic Johnson note here. I'm doing the Bobby Chez, Donnie Lalon pay-per-view for the Cruiserweight Championship in Las Vegas back in 1993, and they were opening a club on the Las Vegas Strip, debuting this club. It was the debut of the club, and they invited myself, the limo, all the boys from the TV team, and Magic Johnson to go. Okay, so Magic went down there and he just tested positive for HIV, and it was news for like 6 months to a year or something like that. Anyway, all these chicks were sticking their number. He was sitting in a booth, right? All these chicks were sticking, giving him their number. The guy's HIV positive, and he's catching more tail than a toilet seat in the club.
That makes no sense to me, but okay.
Absolutely blew my mind.
That million-dollar smile that Magic Johnson has, that's why. He just, and championship rings, million-dollar smile, they know he's got money.
I don't care if the condom breaks, you're a dead woman.
Well, he's still alive. He's still doing good. You never know. You never know.
Yeah, him and Aretha Franklin, she got that pancreatic cancer. You know what I'm saying? I think money heals you. I'm sorry to say that. But, you know, Aretha's alive, pancreatic cancer. She's had it for like a couple of years. He ends up being, you know.
He's still doing good. You know what? Opportunities are there when you've got money.
No doubt about it. A friend of mine over in Alameda County has no insurance basically other than Medi-Cal, and he needs a heart transplant. Guess what? He's not going to get one. 1-800-878-7529. That was 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk a little NBA. A little bit more NBA. A little bit more NFL. Of course, we've got 2 hours. We're going to go back and forth. Talk a little Heisman Trophy. The history of the Heisman. Today in history, as far as sports concerned. Come back with the scoreboard. NFL, playoffs, NBA. A little bit, maybe some NCAA basketball. We've got some time. But this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. Assyrian Pete is over there behind the control. 1-800-878-7529. And when I say I dare you to call, is that you can call, and we've opened phone lines, toll free coast to coast. But guess what? If you call and make a fool of yourself, you will get dumped on. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is your Sports Byline Sports Update brought to you by LiverGuard. LiverGuard, liver, G-A-R-D. If you've got a problem drinking, if you don't have a problem drinking, guess what? Your liver could probably benefit from LiverGuard. Believe me, my friend Jerry Burke says it's the greatest thing in the world, and Jerry's one of the biggest partiers I know in the entire world. Straight up, we're talking, of course, NBA. Let's go to the NBA scoreboard. Dominic Jimenez, take it away.
All right, Charlotte, 110-82 winners over New York. Dallas loses to the Clippers, 120-100. Pacers, close loss to the 76ers, 93-92. Toronto, 109-96 winners over Boston. And Detroit, 98-93 over Brooklyn.
Of course, in the NFL, the playoffs were happening. Of course, Baltimore, coming up short against New England, 35-31. Straight up, I've got to tell you that John Harbaugh accused the New England Patriots of cheating. Do you think there's any possibility of that? Is there any merit to that?
Well, in general, there's always something going on with the Patriots. But in this instance, I think Harbaugh's wrong.
Flacco went 28 for 45, 292 yards. I think he threw for four TDs, as did Tom Brady. Threw for four TDs and scored another TD. The only rushing TD in the entire game was Tom Brady's. Tom Brady also had a Julian Edelman, a wide receiver. The guy was a great quarterback in his time, wasn't he?
Julian Edelman, Kent State University, was a very good quarterback. He's a wide receiver now, but he threw a touchdown today.
Speaking of wide receivers and, of course, football, we're going to talk about that college football championship coming up Monday. Ohio State and the Ducks. Got to lean there, Dominic?
I think Ohio State can win this one.
Got to lean there, Zach Attack Young?
I'm leaning towards Oregon with the speed.
Good enough. That is your that is your sports update brought to you by LiverGuard. I'm laughing because Jerry Burke is probably freaking out right now listening on the air. Pedro's dogging me for my partying. But if you party, LiverGuard could be your best friend. Liver, G-A-R-D. This is your Sports Byline Sports Update. Check the clocks. 27, make it 28 minutes past the hour, of course. Tom Brady looking good today. Tom Brady, they thought he was done at one point in time, Dominic.
At the beginning of the year, the Patriots were not looking sharp. Tom Brady was not putting up Tom Brady numbers. Tom Brady was just a little better than average. But, man, the Patriots, and more specifically, Tom Brady really turned it on the second half of the season. They closed out strong. And some of the passes Tom Brady made today reminded everybody why this guy is a future Hall of Famer.
He broke Joe Montana's record. And speaking of Joe Montana, today in NFL history, of course, was a big catch. Dwight Clark and Joe Montana. I was out there at that game. Everybody says they were at that game, but myself, my cousin, and Tiger Dela Cruz were at that game, Marcel Dela Cruz, and we remember it vividly because we were standing in that end zone, and guess what? Dwight Clark ended up pulling down the ball, and that was the beginning of a dynasty. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want to mention this. Tom Brady, 46 TD passes. That tops the record by number 16, the great Joe Montana. A little surprise there?
A little bit, but man, Tom Brady, over the past 15 years with Bill Belichick, they're constantly in the playoffs. They're getting deep into the playoffs. So he's having the opportunities to play extra games that, you know, guys like Montana, very few players have had that opportunity to play so many playoff games. And Tom Brady's that good of a quarterback. I'm not that surprised.
Zach Attack Young, is Tom Brady's resilience, his ability to bounce back, at, you know, after all the bruises and bangs and all that kind of knocks. And, you know, I mean, the guy's been beat up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impressive. He basically was the whole Patriots team today. They didn't have a lot of yards on the ground. The defense wasn't playing very well. But Tom Brady came through like he often does, and he was able to carry them through this game.
33 for 50, set some franchise records, 367 yards. Man, that's not, you ain't lying. You know, he was the old game.
He really was. He was the entire Patriots offense. And I mean, the Patriots aren't really known for defense. And he just kept them in the game throughout. And, I mean, even when they were down by 14 twice in the game, he managed to pick them back up and carry them through it.
Zach, why is it every time we talk about cheating in NFL, the New England Patriots come up? What's up with Bill Belichick? What's up with that guy? Is that Belichick? Is that who it is over there? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, they had the Spygate thing where they were taping practices a few years ago. This game, they were having ineligible receivers catch balls. If from what I heard, that I don't even know how that's possible. I think that they are up to some trickery over there, but, I mean, it's paying off for them. And if other teams could do it, I'm sure they would, but they're crafty over there in New England.
Of course, the NFL has come out and they've banned all this electronic texting and all that kind of good stuff, but there's been some texting going on. People are complaining about even guys getting texts.
Yeah, I would love to know what those texts entailed. But, you know, to bring your note back to Bill Belichick, he is at the forefront of bending the rules but not breaking them. Bill Belichick is quite the wizard when it comes to skirting around the rules, if you will.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, of course, he tied Tom Landry of Dallas Cowboy NFL folklore, folks. 20 postseason wins. They both got 20 postseason wins. I remember Landry, he used to, like, destroy the 49ers year in and year out. It was always Tom Landry, Roger Staubach. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, again, Bill Belichick, people might not like him. He, you know, his media, he's not the friendliest guy at his postgame interviews. But you cannot argue with the results that this guy has put over his tenure in New England.
Okay, we got rid of Jim Harbaugh. He's been gone a week. Nobody's crying yet except Dominic Jimenez. You still crying?
I'm not crying anymore. I've cried myself out over Jim Harbaugh.
But it really, you bothered you, huh?
Yeah, it bothered me. Jim Harbaugh changed this franchise. We were talking about it before when Troy Smith was the quarterback for the Niners. Come on. Those were some dark days, Pedro.
Okay, is Jed York the biggest turd in the NFL?
He might be.
He might be, huh?
Yeah.
And that's a distinct club.
Yeah, it is.
He's definitely one of the top five turds. He might be. We're going to have to do that next week. The top five turds in the NFL.
That's fine with me.
Zach, you come up with top five turds in the NFL next week as well?
Yeah, I could think of some. Ray Rice sticks out in my mind.
Oh,
currently.
Come on, Ray Rice, that great fighter with that knockout punch. You seen he's undefeated.
He had the knockout of the year. That's what we.
He's unbeaten. The man's never been knocked out.
I got a question for you guys. So, you know, Dana White went out and signed former WWE superstar CM Punk to a contract.
Yeah.
When is he going to reach out to Ray Rice? Be like, sign and get him on board.
No, get Ray Rice's chick on board to fight Ronda Rousey. I mean, you know, she doesn't take all that good of a punch. That's what that was all about. She hit her head on the way down, I think. That's the way it looked.
She did.
She hit her head on the way down on that bar on the side of the elevator, and that was it. But, you know, she went after him. He went after her. Like I said, when I was a policeman, I went to many, many calls of disturbing the peace by neighbors and things like that. There's something going on next door. They're killing each other. And I go there, and you see both the husband and the wife all marked up. All right, but nobody's pressing charges. This is the way they roll.
Yeah, but the way in the manner in which that elevator ride went down, the knockout punch, and then he kind of dragged her unmoving body.
Doesn't matter.
And then he got stuck in the elevator door.
Was he supposed to leave her in the elevator like that? No, man. He had to take her out. You know, he had to rescue her. The guy was trying to rescue the woman after she hit her head on the way down, after she attacked him. This is all according to Floyd Mayweather Jr., right, Zach? That's what Floyd says.
Hey, it takes one turd to know another, you know, so he would fit on that list.
Floyd Mayweather, the number one turd in boxing.
Well, why don't you carry her out of the elevator? Don't drag her and let her head get stuck in the elevator doors. I mean, come on.
Okay, back to CM Punk. CM Punk's going to campaign at 185 pounds, Zach. That's a little big for him, isn't it? I think if I was him, I'd try to get down to 70. No?
Yeah, I think 70 would be an optimal weight. I think 70 probably isn't as dangerous as 185. I mean, but then again, 70 does have a lot of great fighters. Either way, I don't think that this is a good move for CM Punk. I don't see him being able to compete with these guys. Both divisions are really full right now of talent.
Okay, in hour number two, we're going to talk a little pro wrestling, folks. The comeback of TNA Wrestling to Destination America, a brand new network. Of course, it was on Spike TV since its infancy, probably about 10 or 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And he went through a lot of ups and downs, and of course, it was on an up there for a while, and Hulk Hogan came along, and then Hulk Hogan just ruined it. Him and Eric Bischoff just drove it into the ground, and then they ran off, went back to the WWE and collected checks over there. So those guys are definitely turds in the world of professional wrestling. We're talking about TNA Wrestling going to Destination America, a new network, a new look, and guess what? They get to do whatever they want. And when it comes to, you know, writing scenarios as far as wrestling concerned, without the storyline, there ain't a whole lot there because we know this stuff is all really, you know, a little bit fake. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to go into the NFL a little bit more in depth. Of course, hour number two, we're talking combat sports, the NBA, a little baseball. Of course, Pablo, throwing some salt at the Giants this week. I was reading in one report where Pablo said, you know, the Giants had a chance to get me. They didn't get me, and now they're hurting. And you know what? The Giants are hurting because I don't care what you say. You can put this guy on PEDs. He's not going to be – Mr. McGee is not going to be a replacement for Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, not at all. I will be the first to admit that the San Francisco Giants offseason has been far from savory. It's left a bad taste in lots of Giants fans' mouths. One guy that they were targeting, Ben Zobrist, he's coming to the Bay, but to the other side.
Is Brian Sabian a turd, Zach, in your mind? Is he?
Yeah, a bit of one, I would have to say.
I noticed I waited for the guy from L.A. to say that one. I didn't put it on either of us because he'll come back. He's a vengeful type of guy. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. So if you don't know what toll-free is, it means gratis, free. 1-800-878-7529. If you got the balls to call, you'll be on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
YMT Vacations invites you to discover the tropical islands of Hawaii on a 13-day four-island tour. Specializing in Hawaii since 1967, YMT offers the most affordable, carefree vacation in paradise. Call 1-888-817-8360 today or go to ymtvacations.com and plan your getaway now. You'll tour Pearl Harbor and visit world-famous Waikiki Beach on Oahu. Take the Waialua Riverboat Cruise on romantic Kauai. Visit the old whaling capital of Lahaina on Maui and on the Big Island of Hawaii. Tour an orchid nursery, Volcanoes National Park, and more. Included are beautiful hotels, baggage handling, escorted sightseeing, and flights between the islands. Call YMT Vacations at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com for reservations and details on one of our weekly departure dates. Prices start at only $1,649 plus tax. And be sure to ask about our low-cost airfare, too. If you've never been to Hawaii, this is the trip to take. ymtvacations.com.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. My name is Pedro Fernandez. They call me the Taco Man sometimes. Dominic Jimenez is here, of course, as well as Zach Attack Young. The three of us man this post for 2 hours every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. for a couple hours. We talk sports in general. We love all sports. We're athletic supporters of sort, but we're not Cubs. Get what I'm trying to say? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking NFL. Of course, the end of their NFL game today, the Seattle Seahawks, the kings of the NFL. They beat up on Carolina 31-17. Cam Newton looking good in that game. But Mr. Wilson, is he the most dominant quarterback in the NFL?
No. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. I would definitely put them ahead of it. Russell Wilson knows how to get the job done, though.
Is he the most athletic?
He might be, yeah. Him, Cam Newton, and Kaepernick are probably the three most athletic, hands down.
Speaking of Kaepernick, they're bringing in a coach for him.
Yeah, Kaepernick's actually working this offseason with Kurt Warner, former Cardinal and Ram great quarterback, down at Exos training facility in Arizona. Hopefully that'll help him out.
They're talking about 3 months. I have to say this. Colin Kaepernick looked fantastic when he was all about being an athlete. He was doing his thing, throwing these great passes. I mean, he was running and seeing these opportunities. And I don't think that the opportunities went away. I just think that he started to believe in his own press releases and things like that and wasn't putting forth the work, and that's why they're coming up with this 3-month sabbatical down there.
Yeah, you know, you look at guys like Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning. They're students of the game. When Colin Kaepernick comes off the field, after a turnover, you don't see him looking at the photos. You know, you've seen that. The quarterbacks will go to the photos, looking at what the coverage was, what the base setup for the defense was. Oh, this is what I missed. This safety moved over. He just puts his cap on and kind of sits there. You'd like to see more. He's got a great work effort, a tremendous work ethic, excuse me. But you'd like to see that work ethic translate a little bit less in the weight room and a little more in the film room and studying up on the game.
Zach Attack, could Kurt Warner improve Colin Kaepernick's game?
I think so. He can teach him to be more of a pocket passer because he just hasn't been a pocket passer this last year. You know, he's been one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the league. He's good when he's able to break free from the pocket, but when he's not, he's just kind of disappointing. And I think that Kurt Warner is probably one of the best quarterbacks in terms of mechanics that you could learn from.
Okay, Kurt Warner going to try to do his thing with Colin Kaepernick. I don't know. I think he's a flash in the pan. I really don't think he's got the greatness in him. I think he's a good quarterback. I mean, I've seen some great quarterbacks. Of course, the great Joe Montana. Got to watch Joe for so many years out there at Candlestick Park, which is going to be torn down in just the next few months. I mean, it's history as far as sports are concerned. But I got to say this. I announced two sporting events out there. They were both boxing events. And I was so excited and enamored with being in Candlestick Park. Got to walk through the dressing rooms and the dugouts, things like that. Of course, the Giants dugouts were already closed up by then because the Giants had left and went off to AT&T Park. But, man, a lot of memories out there at Candlestick Park. And, unfortunately, they're going to knock that down and build some fabulous million-dollar condos.
Yeah, but it's still in not the best neighborhood in San Francisco.
Whoa.
Go ahead.
Hunter's Point. I was a cop out there. I 3 Charlie 36. I worked plain clothes out there for a couple of years, okay? Led the station to rest for a while. But the bottom line is, crime is not that rampant in out there anymore. And guess what? There's not that many criminals out there anymore. They've been gentrified out of the city, man. It's the hipsters. The hipsters are ruining the city.
Yeah, there's still parts of Hunter's Point you don't want to be.
Not too many, though. There are not too many. Maybe some parts in Double Rock, okay? I was a cop out there. I know there's some rough parts out there.
Yeah.
There was no part that I didn't want to drive through when I was a policeman, though. And there's some parts in Oakland where cops don't drive through there.
Oh, of course.
There's, you know, Oakland and Richmond. Mm-hmm. Okay, but as far as Hunter's Point was concerned, I think the people at Hunter's Point were the nicest people. I worked my longest time as far as being in a patrol car was out there at Hunter's Point, and I thought they were the greatest people. But as far as a bad neighbor is concerned, you know, they're going to, in 15 or 20 years from now, man, that'll be all hipsters.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Every black person will be moved out of town unless they've got a lot of money. They'll be in all gentrified, just like all the Mexicans and Latinos have been ran out of the Mission. I mean, they're running them out of the Mission. Guys are buying buildings and saying, well, you know, you've only been here for 22 years, but your rent's only $700 a month, and I want to get $7,000 a month. So they end up doing this. And, folks, you think I'm kidding. A two-bedroom apartment in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, will cost you about $3,600, Dominic.
That's absurd. It really is, but it's just the way things are going now. I feel for the people that, you know, were in these rent control situations and the landlords are like, I you can get three times as much money, you can get out of here. Bye.
Yeah, but you know, if you're a businessman, that's a little...
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah, exactly.
It's a little weird type of thing. Of course, we're talking about the NFL playoffs, of course. Baltimore losing to New England, and of course, Carolina coming up short against the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks look like they are still the favorite to take the Super Bowl in 2015. Of course, tomorrow, Tony Romo and Dallas going into Green Bay. Green Bay, of course, a 5.5-point favorite. That's going to be interesting. 52 is the over and under on that one. And the Indianapolis Colts, they the under and over there is 53.5 points. And, of course, they are a 7-point underdog to the Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, is he gelling?
Yeah, the Bronco, he's hurt, though. He was banged up towards the end of the season. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Peyton Manning hurt himself a little bit in, I think, week 16 or 17. The Broncos are not quite clicking on all cylinders like they can be, but Andrew Luck and the Colts, they had a good game last week against the Bengals.
Zach Attack Young, Peyton Manning was damaged goods coming into the season. I mean, the guy's a scratch record. He's broken.
Well, I think he still has some left, but his passes are definitely not the prettiest passes you'll see these days. They kind of tend to not spiral so much as just kind of like rumble through the air and eventually find their target. There's not much spiral left on Peyton's passes.
Okay, the 49ers, did the 49ers gaff by not going after Peyton Manning a few years ago?
They went after him. The problem was he didn't want to play in the same conference as Eli. He didn't want to be in the NFC, which is why he ended up choosing the Broncos. He didn't want to have to go against his brother unless it was in the Super Bowl.
I thought it was that $35 million contract.
No, the Niners were prepared to give him what he got in Denver, but like Zach said, he didn't want to play against Eli unless it was in the Super Bowl. And I have to say, if Peyton Manning joins the Niners, I think they win a Super Bowl.
Okay.
I really do.
We're going to talk about the history of the Heisman Trophy in hour number two, folks. Of course, I was looking at the list, man. There's not too many successful quarterbacks on that list. I mean, you would think that this was the most illustrious honor in college sports as far as the position of quarterbacks concerned in football. But, man, not too many of these guys turned out to be studs. A lot of them turned out to be duds. We'll talk about that in hour number two. But Carolina coming up short against Seattle. Of course, Seattle's still in the driver's seat, I guess Seattle's been my pick for most of the year to win the Super Bowl, and I don't see no reason not to pick them, Dominic.
Not at all. As soon as they clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs, the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC got infinitely more difficult.
Zach Attack Young, when you look at Seattle, excuse me, they're going to end up playing either Indianapolis or Denver, right?
In the Super Bowl, yeah. Well,
no,
or the Patriots.
Okay.
They play the winner of Green Bay, Dallas.
Oh, they play the winner of Green
week.
Bay, Dallas. All right. All right. And, of course, Dallas and Green Bay, aren't they stretching this stuff way off too? I mean, is this going too far? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. We're into February now. The Super Bowl is going to be February the 1st. Isn't this going on just a little bit too long? Zach Attack Young, is the NFL season too long?
I think so. I mean, it's starting to stretch further and further. But yeah, I think that they could cut it back a little bit. I think that players get injured too much, and it's a lot of head trauma to take in over the course of a career when there's all these games.
Speaking of head trauma, when are these big lawsuits going to come down as far as the NFL is concerned? I mean, they knew a long time ago that putting a guy in there with a concussion and getting repetitive concussion syndrome, they knew that this was bad medicine. They knew that it would lead to dementia and neurological issues, and they kept doing it, Dominic. They just kept doing it.
Yeah, I don't know when there's going to be a massive and successful lawsuit against the NFL. They knew. Come on, it's common sense. If a guy gets banged up in the head, you don't throw him back out there to get his head banged around some more. I mean, we're seeing athletes commit suicide because of the brain injuries. Junior Seau notably committed suicide, and he shot himself in the chest, and in his suicide note said, "I'm not going to shoot myself in the head. Use my brain. Study it. I suffered from concussion, post-concussion syndrome, all that stuff. Study my brain. Learn what happens, what the effects of playing with concussions, what suffering multiple concussions over the course of a career is."
You know, of course, Junior Seau is Samoan American, and I want to say this. Samoan American athletes, for some reason, they burned out really early in high school. I mean, all my guys, They just never seemed to get past. I mean, they had muscles and were shaving at the age of 12. You know what I'm saying? But at that point, Jack Tinatale in South City, had, he run like a 4.6 40, and they say he was really quick. And then boom, after high school, you know, there was nothing. So I think the junior sale was the exception to the rule as far as Samoan athletes are concerned. But you can't think of too many other guys that are cut up. I mean, junior was cut up. A lot of these other Samoans you see playing are just fat guys.
Yeah, a lot of the other Pacific Islander guys of that. There are a lot of linemen.
They
a lot
like
of linemen.
That. Hey, Zach, they like that Spam. What a bunch of crap. I can't believe anybody eats that stuff. I was over in China watching people eat this at a 5-star restaurant. I said, what's the best thing you serve here? And the lady goes, we serve Spam. And I go, what? She goes, we serve. I made her say it 2 or 3 times. Spam how? She goes, we serve it different ways. There's barbecue Spam. Wait. Spam? You got to be kidding. What a bunch of crap. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. I want to say hello to all the troops out there, working on behalf of the United States all around the world. And God, there's 160 countries picking up the internet, and the United States military is probably in 165 countries. But straight up, we say hi to all the troops out there. We've got open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can give us a call as we will be here for another hour and 5 minutes, probably until, I'd say about 3 a.m. Eastern time. We'll go until midnight Pacific time, 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast. We're talking sports, general sports. Bottom line is we're here with the man, Dominic Jimenez.
Really quick, you know, Pedro, you're daring people to call. I understand there are people out there that are a little too shy to call. So if you got something to say and you've got Twitter, shoot us a tweet.
Send a tweet to
@SportsBylineUSA.
No, use a toll-free, and Dominic will handle you with kid gloves, and I won't even insult you. How's that, Dominic?
That works.
1-800-878-7529. Call and get massaged by Dominic Jimenez. 1-800-878-7529.
I don't know if I want to advertise some massages here.
On-air massages, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the Twitter thing is?
@SportsBylineUSA.
Zach Attack Young, of course, is on the line from the City of Angels. We've been dogging him about the L.A. Dodgers and the fact that they came up a little bit short. Of course, the San Francisco Giants, the world champions, are they going to repeat in 2015? Probably not. I think it's going to be, somebody just sent me a little email here. Are the Giants to repeat? I don't think the Giants will repeat. You know why? Because I think the Giants are going to rebuild this year. I think they're going to be trying to get their act back together for 2016, 2017. You don't win World Series back-to-back. This doesn't happen. I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. 1-800-878-7529. Assyrian Pete, take it away.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is your Sports Byline Sports Update brought to you by LiverGuard. Liver, G-A-R-D. In NFL today, the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady all over the place. 33 for 53 and 7 yards. 35-31 winners over the Baltimore Ravens. John Harbaugh is accusing the New England Patriots of cheating. What's new? The New England Patriots being accused of cheating. And the other NFL game of the day, the world champion Seattle Seahawks trounce the Carolina Panthers 31-17. Russell Wilson 15 for 22, 268 yards. Now we go to the NBA scoreboard.
Thank you, Pedro. Chicago Bulls 95-87 winners over the Milwaukee Bucks. San Antonio Spurs 108-93 winners over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Houston 97-82 winners over Utah. And the Trailblazers of Portland 103 winners over Orlando 103-92.
And that is your sports update brought to you by LiverGuard. Liver, G-A-R-D, LiverGuard.com. If you drink, LiverGuard might be your best friend. Of course, tomorrow we've got the NFL playoffs, Dallas at Green Bay, Indianapolis at Denver. We'll talk about those games in hour number two. We'll talk about combat sports, the five biggest turds in the world of combat sports in hour number two. We'll talk about the Major League Baseball situation, what's happened this week, any trades, who's hot, who isn't. Of course, the college football championship call coming down to Ohio State and Oregon. The Ducks are minus one of their guys who've been suspended for weed. Bottom line is nobody should be suspended for weed. Should they, Dominic? Come on.
No.
John Jones is allowed to snort cocaine.
And he didn't get suspended.
Zach Attack Young, does that sound right to you?
No, it doesn't. And I mean, in Oregon, you could probably get popped for a weed test just walking around up there, you know, if you got tested.
I thought weed was sort of legal in Oregon. Oregon was sort of like one of the first states to make it like a non-criminal offense. I remember when I was a cop back in the 80s, they sort of made it a non-criminal offense. Anyway, no need to talk about marijuana laws. We're talking NFL, Major League Baseball, a little combat sports. We're talking sports history. Today in sports history, this week in sports history. In fact, we'll even talk a little contest. I'll tell you what. I'll send you a case of Alchemy water if you can tell me why there was nobody inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in 1945. 1-800-878-7529. A case of Alchemy water if you can tell me why nobody was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1945. Stay tuned for hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.